First of all, congratulations on the presidency. And what do you hope to accomplish in the next year? What is your big goal?
My biggest goal is to meet the challenge of 2014, which is to recruit 1,000 House officers and medical students into our society by Hospital Medicine 14.
What do you see as the role of those younger physicians as the specialty matures over the next 5 to 10 years?
I think that in order for our society to continue to do the really, truly spectacular things it's done in the last 16 years, the next 16 years is going to require certainly more numbers. So we have historically recruited from board-certified and board-eligible physicians. But I think if we want to continue to grow and have the quality of our members continue to increase, then we're going to have to start recruiting students and House officers. And so I really think their role is going to be to shape the future of the society, and I'm pretty sure that the problems 16 years from now are going to be a lot harder than today.
How much easier is it to pitch the specialty to young doctors now than it would have been 5 or 10 years ago?
I think it's probably a lot easier now. I think the time is right for hospital medicine to really start involving itself with students and House officers. Most ward attendings are hospitalists, or certainly there are a lot of hospitalists that are ward attendings, so students and House staff are familiar. Hospital medicine is now old enough so that many of the mentors on the wards, not just young attendings, but people who have been around the block for a year or two, are there to provide insight and guidance. And they're often the ones that are bringing the House staff, and the House staff have a direct influence on the students. So one is, I think I just want them to participate in the care of their patients throughout the year. I want them to be professional hospitalists. That's the best thing they can do. Whether they come once a year or once a month is probably less important. But the second thing is that I do hope that they network on a local level. There's the Baltimore Regional Chapter that I'm very familiar with. There's Jolie's Boston Chapter. I believe that the chapters will begin to play a much more integral role in recruiting and developing content and providing the feedback to the society so that we know what our next leadership academy will be like, for example. And it's also a great way, whether you're an academician or a community hospitalist, to begin to develop networks on the regional level, but also on the national level, because many people who are leaders within the local chapters become national leaders, and we need all the national leaders we can get.
As you lead for the next year, but also just being involved over the next couple of years, what is hospital medicine's role in this dynamically changing landscape of reform and payment reform and quality measures? Where does hospital medicine fit into the puzzle?
I think that our overall role is, I think, to really keep the focus on reform for quality of medicine so that we begin to, as we start the experiment of paying for value, which is not going to be perfect on the first rollout and probably not on the 10th rollout, but I think it's going to be important for us to be involved in that discussion so that it doesn't go away. I think it's clear that we can't continue on the transactional DRG model of payment method. And that reform directly tied to the hospital is really going to be happy about finding ways to help hospitalists and hospitals get rewarded for the value that they provide, whether that's helping with reducing inappropriate readmissions or whether that's paying for patient satisfaction or patient-centered care, whether that's help in reducing ED diversion. I think all of those quality aspects have got to be sort of part of the overall discussion in reform and reforming the payment system.
You often describe yourself as an introvert who is now the president of
one of
the fastest growing medical specialties. What is this like for you personally?
Oh, it's great. Well, I don't want to offend introverts, but all introverts want to be extroverts was written in some book somewhere. And so it's nice to be able to develop relationships with a lot of people and have meaningful relationships, which is what introverts are most proud of. And I think that we have the great thing about the Society of Hospital Medicine is you can develop so many meaningful relationships across multiple different professions.